When you think of God's mercy to prepare us, first a millennium of preparing the Jewish people, you realize how, for instance, our Lord in his conversation with the Samaritan woman, and she wants to know, where are we supposed to worship? In Gerizim or Mount Zion? And he says, among other things, salvation is from the Jews. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means a couple of things. First, it means I, Jesus, the Son of God, your Savior, I'm from the Jews. Salvation, I'm salvation. He is salvation for us. But it also means that whole process by which we would understand it took a millennium to prepare one people to grasp one true God, transcendent, beyond word, beyond thought, beyond imagination, who cares about us, forgives us our sins. It took a millennium to figure that out, or at least to get used to all that. And God worked with them. He sent prophet after prophet. He punished them for their sins. He gave them a temple so that they would start to think of God as being able to dwell with them to prepare for the incarnation. All that he did because we tend in our poor fallen humanity to make God sort of a big other one than we are. And he's not. He's ineffable. We say in the Byzantine canon there, you know, it is truly right to sing to you, to bless you, to praise you, for you alone are God. You know, and so forth. You alone are God. So, the last stage in the preparation was John the Baptist. And that's why we have this gospel on the next to last day before we celebrate Christmas. There's a new movie out there called Avatar. I don't know if you've heard about it, but there was a very insightful review, I guess, or essay, op-ed, in the New York Times, of all places. Excuse me, but so insightful. You see, when our faith is not alive, this world becomes a closed system. All the things we talk about, God and prayer, they're all symbols for this universe, which is totally closed. This is it. There is no more. Now, having God born of a virgin among us is the beginning of breaking that captivity which is imposed on us by Satan and our cooperation. The break is the resurrection. Because if there's anything that characterizes this totally closed system as it is supposed to be, it's death. If you break death, you break every atheistic presupposition in the world. They all hang there. That's why when Paul preached in Athens, the philosophical center, one of them, of the ancient world, some of them said, we want to hear you about this again, probably the Stoics. But the Epicureans, the text tells us there were two groups there, the Stoics and the Epicureans. They laugh. But you see, it's the laugh of despair. Do you realize what you're saying, fella? you're saying that this world, which is ruled by death, has now been broken. Do you understand that? Get real. I tell you, my friends, as we celebrate this Christmas, that is the attitude of most of the people on the globe, especially in the Western world. Do you realize the greatness of our task? How, when everything, you know, conspires for this, how are we going to break that? Save people. Bring them to know God. How? Of course, signs and wonders, they're all a big help. The authenticity of our lives. One of the greatest signs in the early church was that these regular folk who believe in Jesus are not afraid to be killed. That's why they're called witnesses, martyrs. The weight on this world as we get ready to celebrate the incarnation. God among us. God among us. To care for us. To preach to us. To heal us. To guide us. To die for us. To bring us into eternal life. There'll be lots of people celebrating Christmas who have never met Jesus. There's lots who go to church to celebrate Christmas who have never met Jesus. How long will they last with the pressure of this closed system coming on them again? They won't. They won't. I know this is a pretty heavy sermon to be given when we're getting ready for Christmas, but, I mean, let's get real. I've been shopping twice this Christmas because my nieces had to come separate. So I went with them. It's so... I got two exposures to it. And I mean, maybe some of you got 20, but I mean, at least I got two. Does anybody know Jesus? You know, how can we tell them? This is, you know, they don't want anything that might, you know, all the poor people in the stores, happy holidays, or they can't say Merry Christmas. The depth of the rejection of the only way out is frightening. Why would people care? We have this lovely guy, the Jewish fellow who did that film on all the people who got dismissed from their jobs, professors, because they held that they should at least think about design, you know. I forgot his name now.
What was it?
Ben Stein, yeah. He wrote this lovely piece. You know, I'm glad you say Merry Christmas. I mean, you know, that's wonderful. See, there's a sense, and that's what in his film is too. See, there's a sense that this world we live in is not closed. It's open and totally available to God at every moment. So as we begin now to celebrate that God comes among us as a child, what a chance he took. And you know, he was just about born and they were already trying to kill him. What a chance he took, because he loves us so much. We must go to the Lord this Christmas and thank Him. You're the only way out. And we're so stupid that we don't even get it. After not only a millennia of preparation, but two millennia of the presence of the Lord among us, we should be so grateful, but also so responsible. How many people, I mean, I couldn't stop thinking about it yesterday. I wasn't there a long time, but I was there long enough. Does anybody know Jesus? He's the one who saved us. The blessed Holy Spirit comes to give us that knowledge of Him so that we can love Him and love each other and help each other. Help the poor, help the sick, help everybody. And in the middle of all of that, time just for Christmas, comes this totally closed system film. And who picks it up? New York Times. Sees what's going on. Said this, Hollywood's been producing this stuff for years. They're all to get you to settle down in this world and don't look anywhere else. This is it. Death is the law. Have a good time. And, you know, then die. And we celebrate immortality.